The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Let's talk about a way to save money you might not have thought about, which is your house insurance. Robert Hunter is with us. He's Director of Insurance for the Consumer Federation of America. Good to have you on Real Estate Today. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. You know, house insurance is one of those things that very often we just kind of, once we get it, we pay the bill. We don't really think about it that much. Are there ways we can save money?
Oh, sure. Probably the most important is shop around. Insurance companies charge different rates, and you can easily pay twice as much from one insurance company to the next for exactly the same policy. So you really need to shop around. The prices
now, what's
are
the easiest,
widely diverse.
What's the easiest way of doing that, calling different insurance agents? Or is I know with auto insurance, it's become easy to go on various websites and do it.
Well, I would start on the website of your state insurance department because they typically have buyer's guides online that you can get at least a feeling for who the lower price companies are. And they have all companies involved. They don't limit to just companies that pay commissions, because some of the cheaper companies are the no-load companies that don't pay commissions to agents. So you might want to make sure you get getting them in your review. I would start on the website of your state insurance department. And I would also go to the National Association of Insurance Commissioners. That's the group made up of all the commissioners. They have information on complaints against insurance companies and so on nationwide. And you can sort of see who the good service companies are. You can get both good low price and good service. You don't have to give up service to get low price in insurance.
That's a good thing to know. I know one other way, and people may want to be cautious with this, but one other possible way is to just raise your deductible. Can you
tell
people
about
that?
Oh, sure, that's a good idea. If you have relatively low deductibles, you can save quite a bit of money by raising it, because over time you may only have a house claim to file maybe once every 15 to 20 years is typical. And so if you raise your deductible, say, from $500 to $1,000, you're at risk for paying $500 more, but over the time period, you'll save more than that, because you not only save the amount of the risk that you're taking, you also save the overhead and the commissions and the taxes and all that the insurance company loads into your costs. So you save more than it costs you, as long as you're an average risk or better.
One of the interesting things that I found, because I live in California where land is really expensive, but, you know, to build a house is whatever it costs to build a house,
right,
is when I was initially dealing with the mortgage company, they wanted a much higher insurance policy, and I finally convinced them that the rebuilding cost of my house was just so much of the cost of it that a lot of it was the cost of the land. On a per square foot basis, they really only needed to insure the house for a lot less than they originally wanted. And I take it that's another way that you can save money.
Yeah, you shouldn't pay more than it would cost to rebuild your house. So you need to get a good estimate of what it costs to rebuild your house. You can go to an appraiser for that, or you can talk to a builder if you have a friend who's a builder. If there's a building going up in a neighborhood that looks similar to your house, you might say, well, try to find out what per square foot that was costing and multiply it by the square footage you have. There are different ways to estimate value of reconstruction, because that's all they'll pay is the reconstruction cost. So you're right, you shouldn't insure the land, or in some cases you shouldn't insure the slab or the foundation, because those things aren't going to get damaged in a fire or a windstorm. They'll still be there. So you need to find out what it would cost to rebuild the structure itself.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.